is hungry, and the father wants food. I want food. So if the father is hungry and the father wants food, so then your mother is also mechuyif to give your father food. But if your father wants something, not for himself, he wants you to do something, give food to someone else. Father gives you instructions. You see the guy over here outside in the street? I want you to go and bring him a package of food. And your mother says, don't bring him that package of food. In this instance, who do you listen to? Who do you listen to in this instance? You don't listen to your father necessarily. It depends. It's a very complicated question. Who you listen to? Because here they're both equal. The only time your mother is mechuyev in the covenant of your father is when you're giving something to your father. Your father is going to be the beneficiary. He's going to receive something. And your mother says, don't give pleasure to your father. But if your father instructs you to do something for someone else, and your mother says, don't do that thing for someone else, may ikar hadin, you have a choice. Do whatever you want. It's equal. You have a mitzvah to listen to your mother, a mitzvah to listen to your father. You have a conflict. You do whatever you want. May ikar hadin. Halacha l'maisa, it's another discussion. But that's, therefore, if Yitzchak Avinu is coming out to give bracha, who is he coming to give the brachas to? Not for himself. I want the brachas to go to this son. His mother says, no, I don't want him to give the brachas to this son. I want the brachas to go to a different son. It's not no geya. It's not no geya Yitzchak. Yitzchak is not the recipient in this instance. He's not asking for a cup of water. He's asking where the bracha should go to. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu is torn. Who do I listen to? My father's desire is Esav should receive the brachas. My mother's desire is I should receive the brachas. He's torn. 50-50. Why is Yaakov Avinu listening to his mother over his father?
Because she was speaking.
And Yitzchak wasn't.
She had more, or she had greater, or whatever.
It says that by Sarah. It doesn't say by Rivka. It doesn't say, Yitzchak Avinu was a Karn Oyla Tzlima, didn't have Ruach HaKodesh, he didn't know who Esav was all about. There's a lot of talk about this. It's clear as day that Yitzchak knew exactly who Esav was. It didn't matter. It didn't matter because there's still good to come out of Esav in his understanding. It would have been a different world. Okay, let's put that aside. But Yaakov Avinu, what does he do in this case? I want to just bring out one very small, interesting point. I think this is an interesting point. How old was Yitzchak when he died? 180 years old. How old was he when he gave the brachas? Rashi says here, Vayiki zoken Yitzchak vatechen ed avnei ra'ois. He was 123 years old. It's a little early to give the brachas, right? The brachas are supposed to be given Moshe blessed Klal Yisrael at the end of his life, the last day. Yaakov blessed Klal Yisrael the last day. Also, the Agid L'Chem, it was the very, very end. He's a youngster. He's only 123 years old. He has a long way to go to 180. What's the rush to give the brachas now? Oh, so what does Rashi say? Rashi says that a person, when he is reached within 5 years of the passing of either his mother or his father, he should get worried. Because it means, whether you want to say it's physical, that the body was only meant to last, he's a biological product of a parent, and the body only lasted X number of years, I can't expect me to last more than that. Or maybe you want to say it's spiritual. I don't know how these things work. Maybe you want to go say it's spiritual. The person's mazel is to live a certain amount of time. So brach kara davua, you're an extension of your parents. So therefore, whatever the mazel for the parent, the mazel for the child. So therefore, a person doesn't know which force in his life is more powerful. I'm a child of two parents. Which of my two parents has more influence on my physical being? Is it my father or my mother? So Chazal say, Rashi quotes this, when a person, there's no way to know. There's no way to know which one of your two parents has more influence upon you, whatever those words mean, in your physical existence in this world. Therefore, because there is absolutely no way to know this, you have no choice but to be machmir. And to say, like they say, you go to a doctor, is there any history in your family for X, Y, and Z? Either your mother's side or your father's side. We don't care. Don't go tell me, no, I'm a mommy's boy. Don't go tell me, oh, my father, you know, he walked out on us 30 years ago. You know, I don't care the fact that he had all these genetic diseases. Doesn't work like that, okay? It doesn't work like that. Doesn't make a difference. You have two parents, you have no way of knowing who it is. So therefore, how old was Sarah when she died? Last week's parish. Who doesn't know the answer? 127 years old. 127 years old. How old was Yitzhak when he died? Avram when he died? 175. So if I'm going to... And Chazal said that 5 years before the passing of a parent, the person should really get serious. Should be serious your whole life, but 5 years before, you really got to get serious. It's really imminent. So if Avraham Avinu died when he was 175 years old, that means that Yitzhak doesn't have to get worried until he's 170. But he's only 123. I have a mother. My mother died 127 years old. That means 5 years before Petira, I'm now 123. I have to be concerned for...
But she died in unusual circumstances.
No, whatever. It doesn't matter. She died, she died. She died, she died. The Chazal do not take that into consideration. She died at 127, whatever it is, now he has to take it into consideration. So look what's happening over here. Look at this, there's a move of Aura. Look what's happening over here. The brachos are coming down from Yitzchak. Who gave the brachos to Yitzchak? Avraham. The brachos are coming down from the male side of the family. Which chromosome is the male? The X. The chromosome of the male, the father. But the Zaman, why now? Why the brachos now? Father, you're only 123. You have a long way to go until you'll be 180. Why now? Because it's now the Zaman of the Mama. It's the brachos of the Tata, but it's the Zaman of the Mother. My mother died when she's 127 years old. That means it's now, I'm 123. It's the time of my mother. And therefore, the brachos have to be given now. Who is the mother? Sarah. Sarah, what does it say about Sarah when there was a disagreement to who should be the Yoresh of Klal Yisrael? Should it be Yishmael? Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanech. And then there's Yitzchak. Ki be Yitzchak Yikaru Lechazara. And there's a Machlokes. Kol Asher Toimar Sarah Shma Bekoila. Ki be Yitzchak Yikaru Lechazara. I don't care. Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanech. Sarah knows best. Sarah knows best. Kol Asher Toimar Sarah. Vayera Hadavar Me'oid Be'enei Avraham Aloi Dois B'no. Too bad. Kol Asher Toimar Sarah Shma Bekoila. Now Yitzchak is giving the brachas. But I'm giving it now because of my mother. It's my mother's time. Rivka enters the scene. What does Rashi say in last week's parasha? Rashi says that Yitzchak got married when he was 40 years old. He brought her into his home. Vayikach Yitzchak es Rivka vayivyeha. I've got the whole pasuk into his home. Vayehoveha, and he loved her. And it says there, I've got the exact words of Rashi, but we're going to mention it in the pasuk. And there it says in the end of Chayisara. That Rivka, harehi Sarah. Very powerful words. She turned into Sarah. That's not much of the words of Rashi. I mean, you're not going to believe me, so I'll read you the words. At the end, when he married her, he brought her into the tent, Sarah imoy. Vayikachas Rivka vatehilo elisha vayehoveha. Vayinochim Yitzchak harehi imoy. Rashi, Pasuk Samach Zayin. So many psukim in this parak, unbelievable. Samach Zayin, he brought her into the tent. Ho'oihela, sorry, Imo. Vayivieho, ho'oihela, Rashi. Vaharei, he. Sarah Imai. She was Sarah, his mother. I mean, what do those words mean exactly? She mamish, Rivka had a din, and a lungs, a brisk of art. Rivka is Sarah. Rashi says this. Everything returned. The ner, the onon, the bracha, the harehi, Sarah Imai. It's a paskin chumish. Vayivieha ha'oyala, Sarah Imai. She became Sarah. So look at what's happening over here. Yaakov Avinu, this is the age-old question. There's a conflict. Mind your own business. Your father says, the brachas go to Esav, and let's not be naive now and think, oh, my father's, he's living in another world, he doesn't know what's going on. He knew what was going on very clearly, who Esav was. Let's not make any mistake about it. Old Mepharshim say, don't live in second grade anymore. When you're in second grade, you have no choice but to teach you that Yaakov, Yitzhak didn't know what was going on. That's way, way too naive. He knew what was going on. He had a different approach to deal with children at risk. He had a whole different mahalach. And Rivka, no. I have my approach. Here you got, you have Yaakov. My parents are fighting a world war. I'm out of here. I'm getting out of the house. None of my business. I'm not going to get involved in machlokes. And if I have to get it, and since it's a conflict, so by default, I'll just do what my father wants. Why is he following his mother? What is the impetus for him to give in to his mother? The answer is because it's the time of his mother. The brachas, it's not an insignificant fact that the brachas are now being given at the time when he's 123 years old, because it's the zman, part of the bracha. A lot of things in life, you know, mazel. What's mazel? Mokoim, zman, and lashon. A lot of life is time. To be in the right place at the right time. Time has a very great hashpa on your destiny in life. Sometimes people miss things by mamish, by a minute. You miss a train, you miss a boat. It's now, this, the only reason why the brachas are being given is because today is the zman of my mother. And my mother is right here next, in the zman of Sarah, of Sarah Imenu. It's her zman today. And Sarah Imenu is standing right here, not in the Maris Machpelah. Here, Rivka, my mother. Fatihi Sarah. And what did Hashem say about Sarah? Kol Asher Toymar Sarah. Shma b'koyla. She knows who's the yachsan. She knows who the legacy goes to. It's a no-brainer. Yaakov has to listen to Rivka.
But Hashem said it to Sarah. He didn't say it to Rivka.
Drush. V'harei his v'yivyeho oyla. Sorry, ima. Rashi. V'yivyeho oyla. She had like a briska. She's a din Sarah. A chaloi Sarah. Kol asher toymas Sarah shma
b'koyla. Just like Yitzchak was very, he brought everything back to Abraham. It's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. You want to combine that as well. Chaloi dava, chaloi dava. Okay, last part. We'll finish the last part. Ha'ara, very short. Ha'ara. Yaakov Avinu in the Torah. Who is the biggest kisser in the Torah? Who kissed the most in the Torah? Yaakov. Who did he kiss? He kissed three times in the Torah. Mm-hmm. He kissed his father. Gishono ushakoli bini. My child, I want to give you the brachas. Before you give the brachas, come here, give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. Give the tata a kiss. What else did he kiss? He kissed his wife. Vayishak Yaakov l'rachel. Scandalous, right? Unbelievable. Scandalous. They would never write this in the FJJ. Scandalous. Vayishak Yaakov l'rachel. Who else did he kiss? His group. Vayishak. Oh, it says he kissed. It says Lavan kissed him. It doesn't say Yaakov kissed him back. It says Lavan. Vayishakeyu. No, it doesn't say by Lavan. Who else did he kiss? It says he kissed him? I don't think so. Did he kiss him? I don't think that he kissed him. It says Beferish that he kissed his grandchildren and he hugged them. Ephraim and Menashe. Beferish. It says now that he kissed them, it says he hugged them. I don't think it says it anywhere by anyone. Anyone in the whole Torah, it says that he hugged them. Kissed them and hugged his grandchildren. Unbelievable pasuk. He kissed them and hugged them. Now, there's one time it doesn't say he kissed. Rashi is an incredible Rashi. And that's by when Yosef, his son, when Yosef was lost for 22 years, finally reunited, he comes there, and it says that Vayipol al Tzavara Vayef, Yosef fell on the neck of his father and cried. It doesn't say he kissed him, Yosef, and it doesn't say anything about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu. So Rashi says some very powerful words. V'loy noshkoy. Rashi didn't need to say that. Didn't need to say those because it doesn't say that Yosef kissed his father. It just says he fell on his neck and he cried. Maybe he didn't kiss him. We don't know what kissing is all about. It doesn't say that he kissed. It doesn't. Rashi did not need a Yaakov, a statue. What happened to Yaakov? He's just standing there. What happened to him? So Rashi says v'loy noshkoy. He makes a point in saying. The proper thing for Yaakov to have done at this moment in time would be to kiss his son Yosef. But v'loy noshkoy, because he was saying kriyashma. Haloy dava. There are four events. Father, wife, grandchildren, and child. All of these, Yaakov Avinu, all of them demand a kiss. And there was a kiss. To his father, to his wife, to his grandchildren, but not to his child. My high, what's going on over here? I told you, this is just an observation. Something to think about, but let me tell you just a small take on it. There is a raging debate today in the world, something called unconditional love. It's a raging debate. And the truth is, elu ve'elu, every situation is different. You cannot possibly generalize of any rule. Look at Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was a person who knew how to love. You can't go say, oh, you know, yes, anyway, you know, you don't even know what love is. Yaakov Avinu knew what love means. He kissed his father. Torah tells he kissed him, that means son. It doesn't just mean it was just went through the motions. He kissed his father. Okay, it's previous generation. He kissed his wife. Let's not make any mistake about that. You don't have to hide under the rug. Close enough. His girlfriend. Okay? Close enough. He kissed his grandchildren. He kissed his grandchildren. But at the time when he should have kissed his children, he didn't show unconditional love. He said to the child, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Let me give you a little mussar. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's Ribbono Shel Olam. The world is not hefka. You just don't do what you want in this world. There's Ribbono Shel Olam. If you would just have this one isolated event, it doesn't mean anything. But the contrast of the person who did, by without question, the only one who did, who knew, kissed all over three times and was involved in kissing Uriah and Nechap, when you're saying love on kissed him to check out the, and he was also involved with kissing with Esav. Okay, Esav also, when he met him, also there was something going on over the eye. It doesn't say whatever. But this person was involved kissing many times. But yet his own son, at the time when he should have kissed him, didn't kiss him. Instead, he used it as an opportunity to give Musa. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's not an Olam Shel Hefker. Why? Very simply, I have an achrayis to you. My father, I don't have an achrayis to. I've covered Yira. My wife, no. Sometimes we're nice to each other. Sometimes we fight. My grandchildren, no, they get whatever they want. That's not my business. They, Ravigdon Miller, grandchildren, what you do is you open your wallet and you keep your mouth shut. That's when it comes to grandchildren. Children, I have a responsibility of chinuch, chanoich lanar al pi darko. And therefore, being that I have an obligation of chinuch, it's a whole different ballgame. Now, how does it all work out? I don't know, I told you, just a ha'ara. I think it's an explosive ha'ara. What is going on over here to try to delve into discern the difference between the two? Okay, we have a wonderful Shabbos. All the best.